Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle.
And for me, it's all about impacting people's lives and helping them to understand how many ways there are to heal, and that you don't have to follow anybody else's path but yours. And when you do that, and you're in the sink of doing what's right, things just happen, and you heal. I want to get back to what you said. It's that path and paying attention. The hardest part for me was learning to remember to feel what my body was feeling like, to pay attention. You know, I'm always going at mock speed, always trying to do more than I should, never taking the time until now when I meditate and at least stop and think. And now I've started doing yoga and I'm so excited about that. But it's just you have to know that I just ate this and this is what's happening. You have to pay attention rather than being, like I want to call, asleep.
Hey, you guys, this is Judy with Wellness Renaissance and the Wellness Renaissance Podcast. That was Jean Sumner, and she is going to join us today for a conversation. She's going to take us through her wellness journey. She was diagnosed with an incurable cancer quite a few years ago, and that completely shifted her life and her focus. She'll talk about this, but she came from being a banker and a very left brain thinker. And the wellness journey she has been on has been in a very different space than she started out. So she's going to talk about that, some of the things that she did and how it all came to be for her. And then she's going to focus on a couple things that have just been pretty intensive wins that she has some real focus about and works with, and put her really over the top of her healing journey and really thriving, as you're going to hear about that as well. Before we dive in, I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And if you would like to support the work we're doing here, sharing this podcast with others is a great way to do that. It is about sharing the stories of the people that are here and the information so that it might benefit and help somebody else on their journey, give them a new awareness and understanding about how we all function in this world, whether it's in our own body or together on this planet. If you're new to the podcast, you can check out the other podcast episodes at wellnessrenpodcast.com. That is also the place that you can also sign up for the email list. We just send out an email each week, let you know the topic and the information about the guest, and link you right to the podcast to listen. And if you like the work we're doing here, I definitely invite you to consider being a supporter of the podcast financially. You can be a part of that as little as a dollar a month. But I tell you, if you are able to do a little bit more, it goes a long way to keeping this going. So thank you very much for considering. And you can do that right on the wellnessrenpodcast.com page. Just click on Become a Patron, and that's going to take you to the Patreon page where you can go through that process and share in being a part of the Wellness Renaissance community. So thank you so very much for doing that. And all of you that are already on Patreon, you know that I love you and you have a very, very wonderful, warm place in my heart. So sign up if you haven't already and fill up that warm place in my heart. You will be in amazing company. Join Jean and I in our conversation. You have quite your own journey of wellness and how you got where you are today with the work that you're doing. So go ahead and introduce yourself and what you do a little bit, and then let's talk about kind of how you got where you are.
Well, I'm Jean Sumner, and I run a nonprofit organization called World Wellness Education. And World Wellness Education is a 501c3 whose mission is to educate the world about how to stay well. And we do that in a number of ways. We share people's stories about going from diagnosis to vibrant health by changing their diet and lifestyle. We write a lot of articles about what's the newest superfood and what's the newest thing in health and wellness. And we just share that information in many ways.
And what got you there?
Well, in 2007, I was diagnosed with a cancer that, according to the medical world, was incurable.
Okay.
And I felt healthy. I didn't feel sick. And I thought, I have to figure out how to make sure that I always stay healthy, which started me on a dive into the wellness industry. The first thing that happened to me was the day after I got my diagnosis, I ran into a woman who I knew did something in the alternative medicine field, but I had no idea what it was.
Okay.
And I just blurted out to her that I needed to see her. So I got an appointment and I showed up at her office. I have to back up a little bit because you need to know that I was a banker. And at this point in time, I was extremely left-brained. And that doesn't leave one open to some of the things that I've experienced. And so she opens a door and welcomes me in and has me lay down on a massage table. She puts something over my eyes and puts headphones on, starts playing some music, and then I feel her putting something on my body, and I look out under the little thing on my eyes, and I see her putting crystals on my body. And I'm going, I'll never, ever tell anybody I did this. So I proceeded to work with her for the next 4 or 5 years. And in reality, what it turned out is one of the pieces of the puzzle to being well is having a good connection with your creator or being spiritual. And she was my spiritual teacher. And I was not spiritual at all at this point. I was one of those overachievers who read every self-help book out there. And if the last chapter was on spirituality, I said, oh, I'm done with that book.
So all of this, the whole world was just very new to you.
Very new, very okay. new. Yeah. So I just continued to be led, which is amazing to me, being the left brain person. All of these things would just happen, and the right person would enter my life at the right time and tell me the next thing I needed to try. So, I mean, I went from eating raw food for over a year, so I didn't have anything cooked, which was a complete change in lifestyle, complete change in cooking, and all of a sudden you're spending more time in the grocery store than you ever have in your whole life because some of the things in the recipe you've never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
But I did learn that raw food can be awesome. I learned how to make raw spaghetti, raw lasagna, raw chili, and I also had a raw restaurant near where I lived, and they had a raw cheesecake that had dairy in it. And I have to tell you that during my healing, I was not drinking coffee. But when I went there and had a piece of that cheesecake, it was so sweet and so good that you couldn't eat it without coffee.
Oh, my God.
So that was my one cheat, was coffee.
So talk about the raw piece just a little bit. Help us understand what that looks like. What, you know, like you said, you had raw spaghetti and raw chili. How does that work?
Well, what I've been told is that the eating raw food, you can have all of the enzymes that your body needs. And if you cook it, you kill a lot of the enzymes. Mm-hmm. And so without the enzymes, it's hard for your body to function the way it should function.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as how it looks, it took me a long time to figure out how it looked because I was pretty much eating the standard American diet. And because I was working, it was cereal for breakfast because that was fast,
mm-hmm.
a salad for lunch, but it, you know, it always had meat on the top because I had to get full, and then probably a small piece of meat, a potato, and a vegetable, maybe a small salad for dinner.
Okay.
Well, all of a sudden, raw is also vegan,
mm-hmm.
so you're not eating any animal products. And then, you know, what do you have for breakfast? If you think about all of the things you have for breakfast, what do you have for breakfast? So that was the biggest conundrum during that time period. But I did a lot of smoothies. A lot of times it would be leftovers because if I made a great big kale salad, for example, you have to eat it in a couple of days. So it's like, okay, I had it for dinner. I'm having it for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So that switched my mindset completely. So now even though I don't eat raw anymore, I eat a lot of cooked food, I still try to stay mostly vegan, and I eat leftovers for breakfast almost every day.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then the lunch piece was simple. I was always doing salads, but my difficulty was, what do I fill up on? Because I was always starving. Well, I discovered that if I put an avocado on my salad, it kept me till dinner time. That little bit of fat in an avocado really kind of gave you that satiation that you need. And then dinners were, I mean, I was always experimenting with new recipes. And my poor husband had to live through this. And he got really skinny, because not because he was eating raw, it's because he was eating very little bits of it.
Oh, no. Wow. What does raw chili look like? Like, I can imagine that a raw spaghetti is like spiralized vegetables and that kind of stuff. But what does raw chili look like?
Well, actually, it's just, you know, it's the flavoring of chili.
Okay.
With vegetables and maybe a tomato sauce kind of thing, you know. So you like, okay. You like blend your tomato. You know, it's pretty creative the way that you can make things raw that you'd never believe you could, like apple pie and all kinds of things.
Wow.
That I'm not that good of a cook. I just made the basic stuff, but I at that restaurant, remember?
Right.
So
nice.
So, but okay. As I was going along on my journey, I just did what everyone told me to do. And so someone said, you need to take a sauna frequently. So I put a sauna in my bedroom. I was living in Florida, so that was a little hard because, you know, it's 100 degrees outside and you're going to jump in the sauna.
Right.
But I did it every day for probably 2 years. I learned how to meditate, which I'd never done in my life. And that was, I think probably that's one of my favorite things I learned out of the whole journey. I just love to meditate. But being an overachiever... And I did figure out that I could meditate in the sauna and do two things at once. So I could multitask in my healing. Somebody said I needed to go to the chiropractor, so I went every week for a year. Somebody told me I needed to go to a masseuse. And so I had a massage therapist come to my house one night a week for 2 years.
Oh,
that was the most fun.
That sounds delightful.
And, you know, I would, like... pour out of the massage table and right into bed.
Exactly.
That was very awesome. During that course of time, I did coffee enemas. I did colonics. I actually was going to a radiation oncologist to have oxygen put into my blood. So,
oh, wow.
So I would have a, you know, the thing they hang with the liquid in it, and it would be oxygen mixed with the saline solution, and they would put it in my blood, and then they would put mega bags of vitamins into my blood. And it was really interesting because this radiation oncologist absolutely didn't believe in what she was doing.
Oh, wow.
But she had to earn a living, and that was her way. On the side, she was learning about all these alternative therapies that worked better.
Oh, okay,
and,
got it.
Mm-hmm. And they needed her in that office, and she convinced them that she could spend an hour a day doing this alternative therapy. So that was how I ended up going to a radiation oncologist to get oxygen therapy.
Okay.
So I just continued to keep finding new and different ways to stay well. And in about a year into this change of life, I was still working in a bank, and I was going to Rotary, and the Rotary meeting was at 7:30 in the morning, and I lived in a retirement community, and so the Rotary was made up of 100 old men and 2 women. Guess who did the work anyway? I hated Rotary, and I was just doing it because I was being a good little banker. So I'm sitting at 7:30 in the morning listening to this guy talk, and he is talking about the impact Rotary has made on his life. I had tears running down my face, and the thought came to me that I want to do something that matters that much to me. And I left there with the idea of creating World Wellness Education, but creating it similar to the Rotary pattern where you would have meetings. So I had met this woman just 3 weeks earlier, and I don't know why, but I knew I had to call her about this. So I'm all excited. I call her. She answers the phone, and I say, I have this great idea, and I blurt it out, and she goes, I have to go. And she hangs up. And so unbeknownst to me, she was getting on an airplane and they were shutting the doors as the phone rang. Uh-huh. And so I'm walking around for 3-4 hours till she gets off the airplane thinking, well, it must have been a dumb idea. I'm just going to ditch that idea. And I went on with my day. Well, apparently she spent 3.5 hours thinking about how this would all work. And she gets off the phone, calls me, and she can't talk fast enough because she's got all these ideas. So we ended up starting it with clubs. As you know, getting people to come to meetings anymore is very difficult, mm-hmm. especially when you're talking about wellness.
Right.
You know, unless they're really sick, they're not ready to listen, although that is getting better. It's gotten better since we started World Wellness. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's how World Wellness came about, and we had, you know, some great times when I was living in Florida with World Wellness because I lived in a retirement community that had probably 50 community centers.
Oh, wow.
That as a resident, you could use them for free. And they had probably 2,000 clubs and a lot of health and wellness clubs. And so I ended up running 2 health and wellness clubs. And then I would speak at other people's health and wellness clubs. And in the height of the season, there'd be 70 people in my class. And it was like, yes, you know, you're impacting. And for me, it's all about impacting people's lives and helping them to understand how many ways there are to heal, and that you don't have to follow anybody else's path but yours. And when you do that, and you're in the sink of doing what's right, things just happen, and you heal. Mm-hmm. So. Raw food was a big part of my journey. All those other things were a big part of my journey. But I was controlling the number that I didn't want to get any higher, but I wasn't improving on it. So I continued to try to keep looking for different things that might help me be better. And so, of course, once I had World Wellness and started to have like 1,000 and 1,500 people that were involved with World Wellness, everybody who sold anything wanted me to sell it for them. And so one of the things I did was go to my board of directors and say, you have to vote and say that I cannot sell anything. And then I could say honestly to people, no, my board of directors says I can't sell anything. But that helped for a long time because, you know, anytime somebody met me, but I'd still, right. I'd help them by letting them speak at my clubs or, you know, because it's all about, all those things work. It's not that they don't work. I just didn't want to sell them.
Right. Well, right. You can only do so much with, yes, it's, yeah. And it's easy to get excited about things, especially when they have an impact on you.
Right.
There's so much out there.
Right, right, yeah. right. So over the course of time, I started discovering more things that will help you stay well. And the first thing that crossed my path was essential oils. And essential oils were lots of fun. It was a fun thing to learn. It was a fun journey. And I today consider them my medicine cabinet. But my favorite story, and all the guys will get a chuckle about this story about essential oils, is I was brand new. I probably had 5 bottles of essential oils, you know. And my husband had been walking around the house complaining about how bad his knees hurt. And I ignored him because it's like, pick up the phone, make an appointment, and go find out what's wrong with your knees. I'm not doing it for you. We were going to the beach one weekend, and we were going in our RV, and there's 4 steps to get up in our RV, and where we lived, the community we lived in, there were no steps. And so we get to the RV, and he's having a hard time getting in, and he's literally using more arm strength than he is his knees to get in. Mm-hmm. So I call my friend who knew about essential oils, and I said, well, you know, this is what's happening. What should I do? And she says, well, use this, this, and this. And I said, well, I don't have that, and that. I said, I have these. And I gave her the 5 I had. And so she looked up the properties, and this is the cool thing about essential oils is their versatility. So she came up with 3 oils that were going to do the thing she wanted for his knee. So that was Saturday morning. So Saturday morning, I put the oils on his knee. By Sunday morning, he said, my knees don't hurt as bad as they did. By Sunday night, he was climbing the stairs without hardly any issue. We went home, and Monday morning, he comes into my office, does a deep knee bend, and says, "My knees don't hurt at all." Well, the best part of this story is he was going golfing that day, and he told his golf buddy about essential oils. And we know that is not normal golf conversation. Right. So, and then the next thing that came across my path that I really, really appreciated was a probiotic. But before I tell you about the probiotic, I have to tell you about why the probiotic came into my world.
Okay.
So one of the things I was doing as I was trying to heal was I was juicing, and I would go down to the farmer's market every Thursday, and I would get all my vegetables for the week from a woman who had an organic sign in front of her booth. And so for 5 years, I was juicing those vegetables. Now, think about it. 5 years later, I find out she wasn't organic. So for 5 years, mm-hmm. I was eating fruits and vegetables that were pesticided, and I'm juicing them. So I'm
getting this concentration.
So all of a sudden, I started getting sick, and I started getting a rash. And it started the first time I got it was just on my shoulder, and it was irritating and a pain, and it took me about 6 months to get rid of, but it went away. And I just, what I did was I got stricter with my raw diet again to heal. And then the next year showed up on my leg. And then pretty soon it was like all over most of my body. And the interesting thing is was like a sunburn from the inside out. Oof. So my skin would just burn. Like one day it would just burn. And the next day it would peel.
Oh, wow.
So I had it. Skin was all over my house, honest to God.
Oh my gosh.
My husband would go into the bed in the morning and take the dustpan and scrape the skin off.
Oh my gosh.
And then show me how much skin he got.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't have a lot of faith in the medical world and their diagnosis. So I just decided I was going to figure this out on my own. So I kept trying to figure out what it was. And trying to change my diet, thinking, because now I'm a lover of diet. You know, I think diet heals. I know mm-hmm. diet heals, but maybe not always on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was getting so bad that the rash went to my head, and I lost all my hair. Now, you do not know how vain you are till you lose your
mm-hmm.
hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy, that was really awful. And at the same time, it also impacted my thyroid, and I was freezing.
Oh.
So I'm sitting in Florida. I can't leave my house because I'm too cold. And I have 3 quilts on at all time. So this went on for 3 months. And I wasn't really using any of the stuff that I normally use except food. Because I was just trying to see, you know, what's causing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you kind of cut back to see if you can figure out what's causing it. And then I ended up losing my hair. So then I had a friend, the same friend who was my partner in World Wellness.
Okay.
And she, when we first started World Wellness, she was not working and she was very involved. And then she got a divorce and she had to get a real job. And so she was working for a company that creates supplements. And the supplements, the main supplement they had, it was a brand new company, and this was like their first product, and it was a probiotic. And she kept telling me, "Jean, you need to take this probiotic." And I know in my mind, I'm going, "Tracy, I'm not going to take that probiotic. This is on my skin, not my stomach." Because at that time, I knew nothing about that connection between your microbiome and your skin and your hair and your brain and everything. And so she finally said, "I'm just sending you a bottle." So she sent me a bottle of this probiotic, and I started using it. Now, this was May of 2017. And we left Florida to come to Minnesota for 5 months. And I committed to taking that probiotic for the summer. So I took the probiotic through August, and my skin actually cleared up. But I am not giving the probiotic credit for it. I had changed my diet again, and I thought my diet was doing it. So I was working with a doctor who had written a book. So I'm actually working with his book, not with the doctor.
Uh-huh.
And he had his own probiotic. So I stopped taking that probiotic, and I started taking his at the end of August. By the end of September, my rash was back. Mm-hmm. By the end of October, it was worse than it had ever, ever been. And I happened to be talking to Tracy, and Tracy says, "Gene, you're not using the probiotic, are you?" I said, "Oh, no. Well, I'm sending you a bottle. You better start taking it right away." And the thing is that she's at this company where she's learned all the science behind this probiotic, mm-hmm. and also learned that the microbiologist who came up with the formula had been working for another company, and his job was to find the probiotics in the U.S. that work. So he, of course, was going after the major brands. He could not find one of them that could get through to the intestines.
Wow.
And so then he went and did research all over the world, and they ended up, I think that it's actually produced now in India, because they were the only ones that knew how to do it with the spores rather than with the bugs.
Okay.
And they're still the only company in the U.S. that makes a spore-based probiotic. And so I started taking it again, and within a week I started going in the positive direction, and every day for October and September, I just kept getting worse. So in a week, I started getting better, and it's not fast. This kind of stuff is not fast. So it was like 3 or 4 months before I was completely clear again, but I've been clear since then.
Wow.
So the probiotic literally saved my life. My husband was actually calling my children and saying, "If you want to see her again, you better get out here."
Oh my goodness sakes.
And so that was a big one. The other one, the other thing that I highly recommend for people is something called a Beamer. And it's not the car.
Everybody's like, "Woohoo, of course, I'll get a Beamer. Everything's going to be okay."
Yeah. And, you know, emotionally it might work. You never know with healing. So the Beamer is a German technology that actually has the ability to increase your circulation by 30%. Now, for those of us who did, to me, that didn't mean anything because I didn't know, you know, what other things could do that. Well, I found out there's nothing else in the world that can do that. The medical world can increase your circulation by 7 to 8% using a hyperbaric chamber, and it lasts 1 to 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And then there's different herbs that can increase your circulation by about 7 to 8%. But what they found when they were doing the research is that they also destroy the interior lining of your veins and arteries.
Oof.
The cool thing about the Beamer is that you have 74,000 miles of microvessels, and you have 98,000 about miles of arteries, veins, and microvessels.
So talk about what microvessels are, different
so
arteries.
So a lot of us would call a microvessel a capillary. That used to be the old name.
Okay.
And microvessels are as thin as a strand of hair. And so if you think about the trillion cells you have in your body, and if you've got 74,000 miles of blood flow that's feeding those cells, you want that blood flow to be good. Well, the Beamer actually doesn't impact total circulation, it impacts the microvessels. And the reason it impacts the microvessels is because the microvessels don't get all of their blood from the heart. Because think about the heart trying to pump that many thousands of miles.
Right.
Right? And so they actually have a squeezing action or a pumping action. And when you're young, that pumping action happens 50 to 60 times in 10 minutes.
Okay.
And as you age, that gets less and less, and it can get down to as low as 0 times.
Wow.
So
that explains a lot of our aging issues.
Absolutely. It does explain a lot of our aging issues. So the Beamer signal actually impacts that squeezing mechanism in the microvessels. So all of a sudden, you start getting 30% increase in the microvessels, which means all of those cells are now getting, they're getting food, they're getting oxygen, and they're getting waste taken away.
Right.
And so when you're using the Beamer for wellness, you'll just, your body just keeps improving because now it's starting to operate at its best mechanism. And it's also starting to do a lot of detoxing. You know, you're detoxing trillions of cells now that haven't been being detoxed.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Well, when we think about the anatomy, I mean, these are things we don't necessarily think about. Like, our blood pumps through, okay, that's great. We don't think about sort of the other areas that things can get, in a sense, stuck. Or just like you say, with the microvessels, that
right.
They're reaching out everywhere, but they're not, if they're not getting that pump and that move through, and we know the moving through, that's where refreshing happens, and it's, you know, it's kind of that cleaning out job that we need to do. You know, we talk about our lungs and how we want to really take some inhales and really exhale to let the junk at the bottom of our lungs go. We think about that, but it's kind of the same thing with the microvessels. You're getting to the far reaches of the corners of our bodies.
Right, right. And I can give you an example because one of the things that happened to me when I started using the Beamer was I was probably 65 years old when I started using it, and I was starting to have issues with words. I felt like I was playing charades all the time because I couldn't come up with a word. And so that completely changed. Now, I don't know how long it took, but it just changed. I never have to search for a word anymore. And so you think about all those microvessels that are in your head, mm-hmm. and all those cells that aren't getting food, aren't getting oxygen, and aren't getting waste taken away, and then all of a sudden you start doing those things start happening. Well, I look at your body as a self-healing mechanism. And it's going to heal. What's the most important thing to your survival? So if you have a heart issue, where is it going to put its energy? And now you're giving it more energy because you're giving it more cellular function. And then, so whatever is going on with you, your body will eventually heal. So my experience with it has been phenomenal. My energy level is at the level of a, well, I want to say 30-year-old, but maybe I better say 40-year-old. Because those 30-year-olds, they can really go. And I sleep like I haven't slept since I was a little girl.
Wow.
At grandma's house with that weighted blanket on you that, you know, as a little girl, you could barely lift up. And I've had a couple of injuries that should have been kept me out of commission for a while. One was I fell and hurt my knee badly. And when I hurt my knee, I went into shock, which I'd never done in my whole life before. And within 2.5 days, I had the pain gone, and I was walking all over town.
Wow. And that's...
And that's just...
With kind of the regimen, what you're using now. So you're using the Beamer, and I mean, obviously you're eating healthy and well,
right,
and the probiotics, so you've kind of got all those systems working together,
right, and the proof is in the pudding, as they say. So I went to the doctor in October, and I hadn't gone in 2 years, and I got all my blood tests, and I sat down with him, and anything that was supposed to be high was, like, if it was supposed to be 99, mine would be 98.9, and anything that was supposed to be low was low. And all he said was, you're never going to have any issues with your health. And
wow.
Then as I left, he said, keep Beamering.
Ah! Oh, it's, you know, it is really interesting when we're dealing with Western medicine, because how many doctors have seen a patient and the patient is doing really well and they don't really understand what the patient is doing, or they don't know. Which is fine. Every doctor can't know everything, right?
No.
So that's fine. But it is interesting. I mean, I've certainly been working with as many wellness people that I have that are doing various things. And how many doctors have said, well, I don't know what you're doing, or just I don't understand what you're doing, but keep doing what you're doing, because whatever you're doing is working for you, you know? And it's interesting. I appreciate the doctors who, at least can come to that.
Right.
Because again, they can't know everything. I mean, I wish they did. We would all want them to know everything. That would really be helpful for all of us if they could just download it all and say, this is for you, and yay, you know, and I get what you're doing, right? And it explains why a lot of us take our wellness into our own hands.
It does.
It's if I listened to what doctors told me to do, I don't think I would be well.
Yeah.
You know, I already still have challenges that nobody can quite figure out. But if I had stuck on that path, I would not be. I really don't think I would be well at all. And so kind of back to your point of, and I want to get back to the Beamer a little bit too, because that's probably a new thing for people to hear about. Back to your point of finding your own path and kind of taking those things as they come and going, does this fit for me? Does this work for me? How does this work for me? You know, and certainly it is that, you know, some of us believe that the, like you say, the right things show up at the right time, and you have to kind of, or at least I have always felt in my own life, you know, I have to kind of examine whatever this is, or at least take it into consideration. And sometimes those things are forever things in your life, and sometimes they're those things to help you get over the hump to the next thing, you know. So just to be clear, your numbers are great, you're cancer-free, you're doing well.
Right.
You look great. And I know that you've talked about the Beamer before and how just doing all of these things you've done, people totally can't guess your age, which is fun and exciting for all of us, you know, to be in that space.
I have to say,
right?
I love that part.
But do talk about the Beamer a little bit. Like, what is that? Because like I say, I had never heard of it until I talked to you, and I've had a little experience with it. But what, because the Beamer, it sounds, you know, big in science fiction.
So it's a pulse electromagnetic frequency mat. So I think I want you to think of it like the radio. So the pulse electromagnetic frequency is what sends the signal out. Okay, so there's a lot of, they shorten it to PEMF mats.
Okay.
And there's a lot of them out there. But what's special about the Beamer is its signal. They have a patented signal, and that patented signal is what impacts the microvessels. So that's really important. So I think of that as the song that they're singing on the radio. So that song makes your microvessels sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's a resonation.
Yes, it is. And there's a lot about, and for me, I mean, since I went through this journey, and I've been a person who meditates, and I'm a person who feels my energy. Most people, when they lay on the Beamer, they don't feel anything. When I lay on the Beamer, I go, woohoo! Because it just feels so good. But that's because I'm in tune with my energy. And there's very few people out there that are in tune with the energy of their body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always look at my diagnosis as God hitting me over the head with a 2x4 and saying, you're in the wrong place. Move. And through guidance, ended out in this place where I am vibrantly healthy. So one of the things that a lot of our, you know, over the course of time, World Wellness had a television show. So we've got television shows on our website. We had radio shows. And then we did tons of interviews just like this. And so those are all on our website. And one of the things that you will find is if you go and listen to 3 or 4 of them, they'll all have a driplet of the same stuff.
Uh-huh.
But then there'll always be something over here or something over here that they discovered that worked for them. And so I want to get back to what you said. It's that path and paying attention. And the hardest part for me was learning to remember to feel what my body was feeling like, to pay attention. You know, I'm always going at mock speed, always trying to do more than I should, never taking the time until now when I meditate and at least stop and think. And now I've started doing yoga and I'm so excited about that. But it's just you have to know that I just ate this and this is what's happening. You have to pay attention,
mm-hmm,
rather than being like I want to call asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just going through life and, you know, not associating that now you have gas with what you just put in your mouth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we're, in this society, we're very poor at that.
Well, we've been taught not to, right? Like, we've kind of almost been discouraged in right. some weird way that I don't even fully know how to explain, but I know that it seems to be the result of what we're all, you know, experiencing and are trying to relearn.
Yeah.
And you think of how much medication is in our culture. Our medication is more meant to, you know, it's
cover it up.
Cover it up, right? So it is an interesting process in learning how to feel our energy. And it would be an interesting thing if you could walk back into your body before you had the cancer diagnosis and feel your whole body. If you'd be able to sort of feel something was off, right? I mean, and we don't, you know, we don't feel cancer. I mean...
Well, and the interesting thing about where we're going is, you know, they've now dubbed this type of technology with a term, electroceuticals.
Oh, interesting. I hadn't heard that before.
So if you look at what we know, I mean, Royal Rife back a long time ago had this figured out. If you match the vibration with something else, you can make that something else change. Mm-hmm. And we had one young man, he was like 80, and he had prostate cancer. And it was so bad that they actually neutered him. And he had it metastasized to everywhere in his body. And this was in his mid-70s.
Okay.
And he worked with a doctor who had gone to Oxford and learned about, it was a type of chemo, but it wasn't anything like what we use. It was with amino acids. And so it took about 12 months, and he had like 98% of the cancer gone. But he still had two spots on his ribs. And so then he found somebody who had like a Rife machine, and he would wear this belt for an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening, and they had matched the vibration of the cancer with the vibration of the belt. And in a certain amount of time, he was completely cancer-free.
Wow. That is technology that is just fascinating to understand.
I know, and it's getting better and better. I look at it this way. We're almost to Star Trek, where you take that little thing and go, and
right?
Wow.
Right?
You know, because you're changing the vibration. And I mean, even, you know, you'll see articles, music heals. Well, music is different vibrations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so you can get certain number of hertz that's a healing vibration, and you can listen to that every day, and it's going to impact. Well, we know Norman Cousins, think about laughing. Laughing is a vibration. And he, you know, sat in his hotel room and did nothing but laugh for 30 days and healed. You know, I mean, right. so that's why you can't say this is your answer. You have to find your own answer, but they're out there. The most interesting thing to me now is what's happening with the microbiome. It is so amazing what they're finding out. And they've gotten to the point that like 98% of what's wrong with the human condition is because your microbiome is screwed up. And they're looking into cultures that are still, you know, digging in the ground.
Yeah.
And they have like 6,000 different microbes where we have... And I'm just guessing at these numbers, but, you know, it's this kind of huge disparity. And they eat 600 different foods, and we eat 25 different foods. Mm-hmm. And all of those things are impacting us. And the really scary thing to me is that goes from mom to child. So if you have a bad microbiome...
You're passing
on already a weakened being, mm-hmm. and you're making a weaker being.
Well, we're talking about that with allergies, and they're starting to look at food allergies and all of these things that we don't deal with so many of these sort of little critters anymore. And our body needs those things to learn how to fight off things as well as function well.
Yeah, I know I heard one doctor talk about it, that, you know, you got to be good to your gut buddies, because you are 46% human and 54% microbes, bacteria, and viruses.
That is so wild.
So I look at it now that you're a mayor of this city, and you better keep those inhabitants happy. And there's tons of things that they're doing that keep those happy, but a huge part of it is diet. Mm-hmm. So back to what I like, right? So it's like getting rid of the grains, getting rid of dairy. And then, you know, there's like 7 or 8 things that if you go to like a naturopath or a functional medicine doctor, they will say, you know, you need to get these things out of your life. And you do that for a month or two, and then you take them back. And if that works, it's okay for you. But if it doesn't work, that means that's something that you shouldn't have in your life. Mm-hmm. So, and a big part of everything I went through was gluten and sugar.
The two biggies for many of us.
Two biggies, really big. And now I eat completely gluten-free, although the company that makes the probiotic also now makes something called Wheat Rescue. And I can take 2 Wheat Rescue if I'm at a restaurant and don't know for sure what's in all the food and not be impacted because they can digest the gluten.
Okay.
That helps you. Those enzymes help you digest the gluten.
Okay.
So that's kind of amazing. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. That's huge for people who have a sensitivity.
Well, and the real scary thing is that if you have gluten issues from celiac all the way down to just mild gluten issues, a little bit is not okay.
Right.
You know,
right?
If you're gluten free, you're gluten free. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine had celiac, and he went to a restaurant, and they swore up and down there was no gluten in their soup, and it put him back 3 months in his healing process.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah,
that's frustrating.
So it's hard for people who don't have those issues to understand.
Yes.
But there's more and more people that have those issues.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't know why they have issues, but mostly it's diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's a lot in our food. I mean, there's a lot of, not only if you're eating gluten, how much glyphosate are you eating with that gluten and the chemicals and stuff that we have that our body has to just sift through. And, you know, so that's where the clean eating and, like you said, the organic. And for some people, they're experiencing the direct effect. They can pinpoint, okay, this is what's going on. And for some people, it's just that it's the general, okay, something's going on.
Right.
And I gotta try to sift through and figure this out.
Right.
Yeah. So of all the things you've done, I know your favorite was getting massage at home.
That was pretty fun.
That does sound pretty fun. What are some of the things that you feel like have really kind of the things that you are still doing today that you feel are just keeping you in a great place?
Well, of course, eating clean is really important. And I pretty much eat all organic. I don't know if people are aware that the Environmental Working Group has the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. So the Dirty Dozen are the dirtiest fruits and vegetables out there. They're most highly pesticided. I would never, ever, I won't touch them. You know, if I'm at somebody's house and they serve me an apple, I won't eat it because it's not organic. But some of the Clean 15 I'll buy. You know, avocados are like the cleanest of the Clean 15, and it's like, well, let's see, there's 49 cents here and $1.99 here. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the non-organic on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly I eat organic. Mostly I truly am a believer that eating animal products is not good for us. And there's so much research that proves that eating animal products is not good for us. So I try to maintain mostly a vegan lifestyle. But if we catch a walleye, I eat it,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I probably have something that's a meat product or an animal product once or twice a month.
Okay.
So, but pretty much I stick to fruits, vegetables, seeds, and nuts. Try to be as close to non-processed as possible. So I think eating is a huge one. Spirituality is huge. If you don't have that connection, you're really missing the boat on so much of what life is about. And you can't find joy and happiness like you can find when you have that connection. You know, the Beamer is one of my very favorite things ever. And if you ask me, if you wanted to buy my Beamer, I don't care if you wanted to pay me $100,000 if I couldn't get another one, you ain't getting my Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
So Beamer's really huge. The fun and more new stuff is with this company that does the the Megaspore, it's called, and it's the probiotic, but they've also now expanded over the last 5 years where they have products. They actually have a product line and a formula for healing your gut. And so there's 3 different products that you take. in a certain pattern. And most people who have gut issues can be healed in 6 months. And the really hard cases might take longer, but, you know.
Wow. Right.
So people, you know, anybody who has constipation now, they're learning that is a precursor to Parkinson's.
Ooh.
And so the stuff that they're learning right now, the newest stuff that's being presented, is simply amazing. They're like on the cutting edge of being able to say, oh, you have Parkinson's. This is what's wrong. This is what you need to do. And
wow.
So it's pretty amazing time to live, because these things are going to, I just don't know how long it's going to take for more and more people to know about them. I've always heard 10 to 15 years after science has got it before it gets to be more general in the population.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if people are interested in learning more,
mm-hmm.
The website is worldwellnesseducation.org. I would be glad to talk to anybody who wants to talk to me, and my number is 352-459-1655. And my email is jean@worldwellnesseducation.org.
Okay. And if they go to worldwellness.org, are they going to find information on those things like the Beamer and the probiotic, or is that something kind of to touch base with you specifically on?
There's some articles on both of those things.
Okay.
But they're not sold on that website.
Okay.
I have access to get a hold of the products for the gut through Microbiome Labs, so they can just call me if they're interested in learning more about those. And I also have access to getting more Beamers for more people, which nice. Is my mantra of the week: more Beamers and more homes.
There are some folks in town, if people wanted to try them, that they could connect with to experience the Beamer. I mean, I know it's kind of a long-term thing for most people.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, before you want to try it.
Yes,
you want to try
yes.
it. And so there is an acupuncturist in town that currently has a Beamer, and his name is Richard Tosland. And I don't have his contact.
Okay, I can put his information in the
okay.
notes, too.
You can pay for sessions with him as well as get acupuncture. And he has discovered that using the two together makes a significant difference in a patient's healing. So that's kind of fun. And then we do have meetings occasionally where we invite people to come and try the Beamer so that they can see it, touch it, feel it. And like you said, it doesn't do its work overnight. And you think about what your cells have to do, or, you know, how that's going to function. And mm-hmm. I've had people get results in 2 days, and I've had people get results in a year.
Right. Well, and you figure, you know, the tricky part about our body is what is the thing that it needs, right?
Right.
So if you're at kind of a point where all of a sudden getting that energy flow up, you know, you're on that tipping point for your body, and the energy flow goes up, and then all of a sudden you're going to feel something, right? You know, it's like if for some people, having, if you're vitamin C deficient and you have one orange, that might be the turning point to you being able to just literally seeing it in your body and feeling it. And if you're so deficient, you might have to eat oranges a bunch of times for
right.
your body to go, okay, got it, okay, it's here, I can breathe, and we've got what we need, and we can move forward. So it's, you know, it is this business of health is tricky. But there's stuff, like you say, there's stuff out there.
Oh, there's so much fun stuff out there.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, I will put all of your information on the notes, too, so people can connect with you that way. And if you're listening to this and you're not in Duluth, you can still get a hold of you to help you connect with those things for sure, too. Wonderful. Any last words of advice or ideas you want to put in folks' laps?
No, I just want to thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you. It's, well, it is. It's about getting the word out there, right?
It is.
I mean, it, you know, like you're saying, kind of your journey. That's what I hope my podcast can be for people, is finding those pieces and finding, learning something new. And maybe it's not that piece that you listen to, but it's a bunch of this other stuff over here that you're like, okay. And then sometimes that piece back there all of a sudden makes a whole different kind of sense. And that's what this is all about. So thank
Perfect.
You. Thank you for sharing and sharing your story. And congratulations on finding your journey. It's been a pretty amazing one for you, for sure.
We sure all have our own path, don't we? Whether you are actively looking for something to deal with a health concern or something that you're trying to prevent or just living day to day and trying to figure out as you go, it depends on so much about what we know, what we're aware of, what resonates with us, what we can afford. So many things come into play. So congratulations to Jean for beating the diagnosis that she had and being open to all the things that have really changed her life and her focus. So many pieces that clearly have synergistically come together and worked for her. Talk about a health puzzle, right? Wow. Again, you can check out World Wellness Education at worldwellnesseducation.org. Jean mentioned Richard Tosland here in Duluth, an acupuncturist that has the Beamer and utilizes it during his treatments if it's something that you want to experience. I put his information in the notes. Again, his name is Richard Tosland. And if you are in or around the Duluth area, you can find him at lakesuperioracupuncture.net. Go forth, be well, be healthy, and continue to find the pieces that fit for you into your own health and wellness puzzle. Bye-bye.